When Warner High School senior Summer Sapaniak sees a classmate without a mask on, she's quick to react.
I just tell them, like, hey, guys, make sure you keep your mask on, or, like, if it's, like, below their nose or on their chin, I'm just like, hey, like, put your mask back up, like, we don't want to get shut down. I just give them a little reminder. I obviously don't want to be rude about it, but it's also, it's a big deal, honestly, and it can cause a lot of damage that you wouldn't really expect, and it happens a lot quicker than you think it would.
The defensive specialist speaks from experience.
So during regions, we were actually supposed to play the winner of the Waverly South Shore Wabe Summit game. However, Waverly found out the first round of regions, they found out that night that they were not able to play because one of their girls tested positive for COVID and their season ended. So Waverly had to forfeit and Wabe got to move on without having to play. And it really showed me that all it took was one case and a couple hours, honestly, and everything could have ended.
Going into the season, mask wearing wasn't something these athletes did much of. It was a school board's decision mandating that all students wear masks upon entering the school building, and head coach Kerry Jung reinforced the practice.
If we do everything we can and we get shut down, then we have nothing to feel bad about. But if we're not doing everything we can to try to stay in school and in the sports, then don't feel bad if you lose your season.
From talking with the athletes, they took Coach Jung's message to heart, and it didn't take long before mask wearing became their idea, according to senior Holly Jark.
After seeing what happened to some other teams when they had to quarantine for 2 weeks just because one person tested positive, it kind of showed me that, you know, I'm not above COVID.
Like most of her teammates, Holly has played volleyball since elementary school, and she's passionate about it.
I love the environment that sports bring with my team, and especially because this is my last year competing with my teammates, I don't want to have any of that cut short for me, if at all possible. So I will be wearing my mask whenever I really go out, just to be extra safe.
With a strong chance, the Warner Monarchs would qualify for State B Volleyball Tournament. Finishing the season was the incentive for mask wearing, explains right side hitter Peyton Fisher.
I think, okay, if I don't wear my mask, then I'm exposing myself to potentially getting COVID, and then that kind of puts my team at risk. And then if I put my team at risk, then there's a possibility we aren't going to be able to go to the state tournament. And that's the end goal. That's what we wanted to do this year, is go to the state tournament and stay healthy.
Along with wearing masks in school, on the sidelines, and out in the community, the athletes also practice other CDC-recommended measures, says Holly Jark.
Oh, my family, we didn't all get together for Thanksgiving like we normally would.
Their efforts paid off. The team stayed healthy. Of 15 girls, only one tested positive for COVID-19, and because of mask wearing, no one had to quarantine, and none of the other team members developed symptoms. The team not only made it to State B Volleyball, they placed second, shares Peyton Fisher.
We finally met our goal. This season was a really challenging one just because of all of the unknowns. You didn't know if you were going to be in school the next day. You didn't know if you were going to get that call from this health department saying you've been exposed, you have to quarantine yourself. Like, you never knew. So our theme this year was make it count. And so every time we stepped onto that court, we didn't know if it was going to be our last time playing together for 2 weeks. Like, we never knew. So I think it motivated us to play hard. And once we finally made it to the state tournament, once we finally arrived in Huron, it was kind of like okay, we made it. Now we get 3 games to play our hardest and see where it takes us.
Now that the 2020 volleyball season is wrapped up, Peyton, Holly, and Summer are out on the court again. This time they are playing basketball, and the athletes say they remain diligent about mask wearing. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Rohde.